Rishus Rav Cohen Shlita. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin at Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph that one of the four groups of people that will not greet the Shechina is the Kad of Shakranim, those that lie. So those that lie will not be able to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Sadi Zion Amud Aleph tells a story where Rav Tivos married a woman. The Gemara says that it was from a town that no matter how much money they would give a person, they would never lie. And someone came to him on Erev Shabbos, and he married this woman from the city, and he said that his wife had to be taking a shower, and he didn't want to say that because it was not snius, so he said she wasn't here. And the Gemara says that Rachman al-Hassan, their two boys, died, because the city was on such a high level of emes that any slight sheker, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was ma'anish them. The Gemara has in Sanhedrin and Samach Dalim and Aleph that the chasim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. In other words, every king, Havdol of Havdolos, has a seal, a signet, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's seal, who's the Melech Machiam Lochim, is emes. That's the way he communicates. The Gemara has over there in Sanhedrin a certain Shiloh about the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, and he communicated HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to us on earth, and he said the word emes. So that is his chasimah. And the Sefer HaChinuch develops at great length how important in mitzvahs ayin dalad v'halach v'drachav is, that we're supposed to imitate Hashem's ways. And he says that emes is Hashem's way. That is the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem and the Torah, as Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes, are one. They're inextricably linked. And the more that we are truthful and authentic and sincere, we follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pathway. We know that Ashlosha Dvarim Olam Omeid, the Mishnah has in Avos, Torah, Avod, and Gimel Chasadim. In the last Mishnah, in Avos, in the first Pirik, says, Ashlosha Dvarim Olam Kayim Emes Din Vishalom. So Torah is compared to Emes. Also, the Spala Avod is Emes. When we daven, we're supposed to judge ourselves. But Torah is emes. Authenticity is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. And Rahman al-Islam, Sheker, he does not want from us, and he will not greet us if we are a kat from Shekarim. The Marsha writes on Ekamara in Sanhedrin, on Daf Sadi Zayin Amar Aleph, he writes that Breishis Bar Elokim, the osios, the last three osios and the first three words of the Torah are emes. And at the end of the whole story of creation, the last three words are bar elokim lasos. The last three letters, again, spelling out emes. If you veer off from truth or authenticity, then you are basically arguing with Hashem about what the point of the existence of the world is. The existence of the world is supposed to be emes. Any slight variation, the Marsha says, Aleph is the lowest number, numerically one, and we know if you remove the Aleph, what that means. The worst. So the Marsha says, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, to be emes. The Gemara has in Sanhedrin, Akuf Vavim at Beis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liba Boy. What was the Gemara saying there? The Gemara was saying in the door of Rabbi Yehuda, the Halaga Moira, they needed rain, and he took his shoe off, and Hashem gave them rain. And the Gemara says, later on, Amoraim said, they only knew Seder Nezikin. We knew Kol Torah Kulu. We knew Shas. What's the difference? We scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rain. We don't get it. So the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liba Boy. In the door of Rabbi Yehuda, they were so sincere, their devotion to truth was of the highest levels. HaKadosh Baruch rewarded them with rain when they needed it. And that's why the Gemara says, Doega Adomi had 400 shilas he left open. He couldn't find the Makom HaMikdash. But David HaMelech, who was so sincere, could find the Makom HaMikdash because of his sincerity. He wanted emes. The Gemara says in Shabbos, on Kuf Dal, when it discusses the alphabet, the Hebrew alphabet, it says that the letter Shin represents Sheker, and the letter Tav represents Emes. And Emes has the letters Aleph, Mem, and Tav, the first, the middle, and the end. And Sheker, the letters are right next to one another, Shin, Kuf, Resh. And the Gemara says because emes, unfortunately, is not found so often, and therefore they're distant from one another letters, where sheker is much more common, and they're together. But emes, because they have base on the letters, aleph, mem, and tuf have bases, therefore it endures and lasts forever. Sheker is a point, and since it's the shin, the kuf, and the resh have points, it doesn't last. No sheker ever lasts. So these are some marmakimis that I wanted to point out here in the beginning about, you know, the primacy of being authentic and being sincere, and that, you know, in all types of levels, we can't be a phony, we can't be echad bepeh, echad belev, we have to be tochel kebaro. The Gemara has that by a Talmid Chacham, the Rambam has it by any person. You have to be a person that tells the truth, and you have to be a person that who did not tell the truth must come forward and be able to be mod ala emes. We know Moshe Rabbeinu was mod ala emes, and the stakes might have been very high. Moshe Rabbeinu could have pilpled and said, you know what, if I say that I'm wrong, maybe people will start questioning all the dini atayra. He was mod ala emes when he was wrong in his argument with Aaron. And we know that there are many, many stories told, two stories. We know about Reb Chaim, when he was appointed to be a Rosh Yeshiva in the Volozhner Yeshiva, he said a Shir Klali in Yevamos, and he said a whole beautiful Shtikl Torah, and then right in the middle of the Shir Klali, he said this whole thing's against the Rambam, and he sat down, and the three Gedolei Yisrael were there to decide whether he would become the Rosh Yeshiva, one of the Rebbeim, and they said he would become because he was Moed Ala Emes. Same story is told about Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Zatzal, when he was appointed Rosh Yeshiva in Kol Torah. He was asked questions by Rav Mirzbach, and one of the questions he said, I don't know. And he came home and he told his wife he didn't think he would get the job. And Rav Mirzbach, Rav Yonah Mirzbach, knocked on the door and said, you've been appointed because you have the ability to be Moed Ala Emes. People have to have the ability to be Moed Ala Emes, as they say about Rav Yisrael Salanter, who was a great Baal Musar and also knew Kol HaTorah Kuli. He said a beautiful Shir Klali, and someone asked him a kasha, and he thought for a few minutes, and he had 3-4 answers, but he didn't think they were the emes to take a teretzim. But he said, you know what, if I don't give this teretz, maybe everyone won't listen to the Musar I've given them, and they will not become as great as B'nai Torah, Talmidei Chachamim. But he said, you know what, the fact is, the emes says, I don't know, and he said, I don't know the answer. So we always have to be a mod al emes. They say for a story of Rabbi Eliyahu Lapian, Zatzal, when he went to daven for the Omud once, when he was a younger man, he davened for the Omud on a Shabbos once, and he was stressing the Tara Libeinu. When he said the Tara Libeinu, he said it Bad Gosha, he emphasized it. So the Rosh Yeshiva came over to him afterwards and said, you have beautiful davening, but he says, I think you should stress and emphasize to all the Bachrim La'avdacha Be'emes. The emes is the thing you have to emphasize. The language of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounds himself with emes. Ki atah, Elokim, emes, dvarach emes, v'kayim la'ad. We say on the Yom Noroim, everything is always about emes when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the pasuk says in Mishlei, Tovas Hashem, siftei sheker. Tovas Hashem is a very strong language. Those that speak sheker are abomination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very, very strong language. The Rambam in the Perish of Mishnayos and Kalim, Perik Yudbeis, Mishnah Zayin, discusses, don't think that sheker is only within Yidden, Jews and Jews. To also deceive non-Jews is a terrible chil Hashem. It's Gnevis Das. And he says it's unacceptable. And he also uses the Lashon of Toeva as well. So it's such a Musar Haskel for us that we have to make sure that we are Anshei Emes in the most serious way. They say the Siftei Chaim has in his sefer about someone asks you how what time it is. He says you should be exact when you say it. You know, it's about 5 till. If it's 10:56, then maybe say 10:56. It gets you in the habit of always saying the truth. There's a targum in the end of Koheles that says, Sof Davar HaKol Nishma. If you look in that targum, it says, if a person does things quietly or privately, which are not proper, and he does things that in a in a lying manner, they're all going to be revealed, lasad lavam. And that's the touch of Sof Tavar, HaKol Nishma. That's what the Targum writes. So we have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees everything, and everything will be revealed. So there's no point in being mishakar. We have to be people that are following v'halachta b'drachu. We must cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and cling to Emes. There's a story told about the Chofetz Chaim when he was traveling in a different town. They had put up the Mishabura, had been printed. Chelek Aleph in Mishabura had been printed until Kuf Chav Ches, and they had said that all of Orach Chaim had been printed. So he took out a pencil and he erased the flyer, and it said that it should only be until and it was the Mishabura was only written Kuf Chav Ches Mirtz Hashem, the whole Mishabura will come out. That's the didactic. So much we have to be when it comes to Emes. There's an interesting story told about the Caduceus Levi. He came in one time visiting someone, and it was Tisha B'Av, and he sees the man eating. And he says, you know, in such a kind way, he says, I'm sure you must have forgotten it's Tisha B'Av. The guy says, no. And then, so the Caduceus Levi says to him, you must be sick or ill. He says, no. So obviously he's taken aback and upset, but he lifts up his eyes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, Rebbeinu Shalom, he might be a Rasha, but he's not a Shakran. So that's a very, very, you know, fascinating story, but it speaks to the degree of we have to be people that are involved in Emes all the time. And it's so important. Many, many Bachrim work with in the summers or working throughout the year with high school boys, younger boys, elementary school, to teach the kids that they shouldn't be Meshachar. Our Masechta in Sukkah on Daf Mem Vav says you're not supposed to promise children something and not give it to them because they'll grow up liars. They say from the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the great Gaon Shlita, has in the Sefer from the Shlach Kodesh that the Shlach Kodesh writes that he was a young boy. His father, him and his brother, his father was told by a friend of the father's that one of the two kids had done something wrong. So their father approached them, the Shlach Kodesh and his brother, and the father said, you know, anyone who comes forward, any of you two comes forward and says that they did it wrong, I'll give him double reward. And the one who I find out doesn't admit will get double punishment. And he said they have such a Musar Haskel. They grew up that they should not be involved in Sheker. And if they did something wrong, they have to be Modal Emes. This is what we have to try to do, you know, to be people that are, you know, can come forward if we did something wrong. You know, in our Parsha, Yehuda was Zeicha to the Malchus because he did something wrong and he was Modal Emes. And our Kodesh Baruch Hu said that's a leader. A person that can be motivated that he was wrong and come forward like Yehuda did. He'll be the Melech. He'll be the Melech Yisrael. The Gemara has in the end of Makis on Daf Chav Dalet, Amar Aleph. It says, Lo Rogel Alashono is talking about Rav Safra and Yaakov Avinu. What's Rav Safra? He was saying Shmas one time and someone wanted to buy something from him. And it was a certain price, but he was saying Shmas, so he couldn't respond. So the fellow said, oh, I'll give you a few $1,000 more. So at the end of Shema, Rav Sav said, I want the original price you offer, not the second price, because he's an Ishemis. Yaakov Avinu, and the Gemara has had Teirim once in a while to fib a little bit. Gemara Yevamos, it's Mutl L'Shanas B'nei Shalom, Mitzvah L'Shanas B'nei Shalom for Shalom, but it's kind of, you have to be uncomfortable when you do that. Yaakov didn't want to do it. He didn't want to lie to get the brachas. Rivka said it's a Rasha, and therefore he listened. But he was very uncomfortable doing it. And that's what it says, Yaakov Avinu. He didn't want to do it. He was an Ishemis. He didn't want to keep any of the sheep that he got through a trickery with Lavan because he couldn't stand an Ishemis. When he saw people, the different shepherds walk taking a three-hour lunch break, it bothered him. He told them, what are you guys doing? Even though he had nothing to do with them in a sense. You guys are Gazlanim. So this is the greatness of being involved in what we call Emes. And the truth is, the Caduceus Levi, Bitzchak Levi Berdichev, we mentioned before, says a person that's engaged in Sheker is such a bad thing that they will not believe in Shamayim. A guy who lies all the time says Kriya Shema. So in Kriya Shema, we're Makabal Omuk Shamayim. And the guy says it with sincerity, with kavana. You know what they say in Shamayim? This guy lies all the time. How do you know he's saying his Shema is truthful? Maybe he's lying Nachama. And there's a Kitrug in Shamayim, says the Kedushas Levi, for such a guy that lies all the time. That his davening will be questioned. How do we believe this guy when he's saying Shema? And the Avostar of Nosson has, the Shem Reb Shimon, that the punishment of a Badai, and Reb Simon has this in his Sefer, that someone who's a liar, even if he's speaking emes, people will not listen to him. Because we always say, because people won't believe him. But we find that by Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, the Ramban says, never realized what happened with Yosef. He thought Yosef was lost. He never knew the brother sold him. So when the brother said he was alive, he didn't believe him. He didn't believe them. Because the punishment of a liar is that no one believes you, even when you're telling the truth. Because you're distant from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Someone who's a person that is a Meshaker. Now, we have a lot of challenges in our yeshiva. We have to, you know, go to Shir, go to Seder. We have to take the college courses and try the best of our ability. And I wanted to just close with speaking about the concept of cheating based on everything we discussed right now. A few weeks we have finals. And we have to develop in our yeshiva that cheating is unacceptable. And that we want to be anshei emes, we want to be b'nei Torah. We don't want to hear, oh, you know what, I'll cheat and I'll be able to learn more in Seder. That's like a dover mos. I can't imagine the Rambam hearing such a thing. The Rambam would be disgusted with that. We spoke about it in the Maleva Malka, about the notion of the kinyanim in the Torah. You know, we have to develop an environment that it's unacceptable. And if you're in a scenario that you're the minority, you have to be an ish. You have to be strong enough to withstand it. And I'm not getting into other details about it, but what we're talking about is if we can stamp this out, then it won't be an issue. And we have to realize that if a person doesn't prepare for an exam, you go into the exam, you flunk the exam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you get through it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. And as we always mention from the Rav Zatzal, in Kedusha Bli Achana, anything you do in life needs a chana. So you have to prepare. If you know you have an exam, use the Friday, use the Saturday night, use extra hours to prepare so you won't put yourself in that scenario. You can't put yourself in a scenario of an nisayon. It's usur. You're not allowed to ask for nisyonos. The Gemara says David HaMelech asked for nisayon. He had a taina to Eibishter. Why is he not in Shimon Esrei? Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei David. Why isn't that? Why am I not in Shimon Esrei? The Eibishter said they passed Nisyonos. So David HaMelech says, give me one. And we know what happened with Batsheva. We don't look for Nisyonos. So you don't go and do an exam where what? You're going to have to do something wrong. Of course that's wrong to do, but don't put yourself in the Nisyon. Prepare beforehand. We have to make sure that we don't put ourselves in these scenarios. And if you have questions about the course or the notes or something, ask the professor. Be open with him. Be transparent with him. But our Torah has to be kadosh, has to be on the highest madrega. And emes is not something that, you know, you sweep under the table. Emes is first and foremost. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mekabel kat shakranim. That's the first Mara Makom we started with. That's very scary. He doesn't want shakranim around him. We want to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu means emes, not just in the Torah, in everything in life. And certainly what with our limudei chol and the amount of kiddush Hashem that we can create and we can help our chaverim. As you come towards finals, you want to help them study. You won't just want to care about yourself doing well. You have to have a balance. But this is what you have to strive to do, because if we want to be in Ishemes, it's the beginning, the middle, and end. All the time, we're always looking for Emes, and we have to be Tochu Kaboro. And, you know, we have to realize that, you know, when we are given the ability in life to have Bechiris Chofshis, we have to put ourselves in the proper proper scenario that we make the proper decisions. And always being in Ishemes, to the degree that the Gedolei Yisrael we had in the stories, they don't want to say one word that veers off, you know, from not being emistic. They say from Shlomo Levilna, we'll close with this. He came in with another Rav to an Ani to visit him, and he was having a meal. So the Ani asked them, you know, please have the meal with me. So Shlomo Levilna said, no, those types of vegetables the doctor told me I can't eat. So after they left, they didn't eat the meal with the Ani, who is the Balavas. After the meal, the other Rav said to Shlomo Levilna, you really can't eat those vegetables? Did the doctor really tell you? He said, no. He said, how could your pet kadosh say a dover sheker? He said, the Rambam is my doctor. And the Rambam says if you go to a Baal Basar's and Ani, you're not supposed to eat his meal because you might not have enough money. So every word he had a forever for it. Kachas v'shalom that he would say what? He'd say a dvar sheker. So this is what we have to strive to be like Rav Shlomo Levilna, that in every walk in life, and as I mentioned in Motzi Shabbos, this is really the training ground for life in yeshiva. And if we get in the habit of being Anshei Emes, we'll be Anshei Emes Ad Me'ev Esrim. Everyone have a good evening. Thank you.